Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to bring this train to the station, or maybe this ice to the hole. Not sure. But anyway, thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard. Fire up a grill or a smoker. Maybe even a little deep fryer, because we're talking quite a little bit about ice fishing. And I've got a certified expert on the other microphone right here who's been co-hosting with me all day, Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery. But Schmoe's is what he does to support himself, but what he really does for fun is he's on the USA ice team. Yes, that is the National American ice team. Chaz, tell us a little bit about this, man. How'd you get there, and what's it all about?
Well, a couple of years ago, the guys from USA Ice, they decided they needed to expand their team to more than just fishermen. They needed tacticians. They needed guys to help the anglers. I was showing you the rod today, and it's just a very tiny little rod. It's about 6-7 inches long, and then it's got a couple-inch spring bobber on the end. That's the only way you're going to know that you got a bite is by watching that spring bobber. And that can't be watched if you're looking around looking at other competitors. If you're wondering what the Ukrainian guy is doing, or the Russian guy, or the Finnish guy is doing, you're not catching fish. So we expanded the team to have tacticians that we stand on the outside of the area with big binoculars. This year we're up in the game with some private radios so that we can talk to the other spotters. Can't talk to the angler. We got to yell at the angler. But we watch everybody else and want to convey the necessary information over to them. Now, I got invited to go, but now there's tryouts. And in March every year, if you think you got what it takes to be on USA Ice, you think you're a badass on the ice, you can catch all the fish in the world and everything, go to usaiceteam.org, and there's information about the tryouts. And you can get out there and you can try out to be either an angler or a tactician. And maybe you'll get an invitation to join me on the team and travel.
So this year, you said you're going to Ukraine. Okay. Explain that to me. That Ukraine to me, I'm a you know, Michigan guy. All right. The Ukraine seems huge. It's like going to South America or Europe. I mean, where are you going in the Ukraine?
Well, we're gonna go to Western Ukraine, a city called Chernobyl. Not with the
not where the nuclear problems were and the fish glow, but somewhere else.
No, we use glow baits.
Ah, there we go.
But it's in the western of Ukraine. It starts with a T, Chernobyl. You can find out more information on the website or on miiceguys.com. We are going to fly Chicago to Newark, Newark to Austria, Austria into Lviv, and then a 2.5-hour bus ride, which we have found out we have the federal police of the Ukraine going to give us a police escort, so there are no security risk problems. Right. And members of the Ukrainian fishing team are going to jump on the bus with us, I expect with a few bottles of vodka.
Right.
And we're going to have our 2.5-hour ride to the city that we're going to actually be fishing in.
So when you get there, you're not fishing bluegills, crappie, and perch. Right. I remember last year when you got back from you were telling me you were catching like fish that were only like 2 or 3 inches long. And that was it was a quantity, not a quality type contest. Is this one the same way?
Well, the Ukrainians are not afraid of anybody. They have won the last several years. They're going to put us on fish. The Finnish, they were a little scared. So they put us on some really sparse fish and they were going to weed them out that way. Ukrainians, they believe they can pull fish through the hole faster than anybody else. But we're Americans. And faster, bigger, better, hey, we're all in that game.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah,
we're going to pop the holes, pull the fish. And our guys win those drilling contests every year. We hand drill everything. And two of our guys are like the fastest in the world.
Now, are they the fishermen or are they part of the support team?
The fishermen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my boys Chad and Anthony, they can whoop ass on drilling.
Okay. And they don't get to use the drill from Allen Bob's with the adapter. It's all hand cranker, right?
It's hand crank. They're 4 inchers. They're little speed things. You turn both hands. Where you've been holding a hand on top of your hand auger before you got to drill.
Right.
These guys are using two, and they're spinning that thing. You'll bust yourself in the nose the first time you try one. These guys are fast.
So there isn't like a designated holder, like a two-team approach?
No, this is one American per zone. and one Ukrainian, one Finn, one Nor, one Swede. You're on your own. Once you step over that rope, you're on your own.
Okay, so you as a spotter then, or a tactician, what are you doing for the fisherman?
I'm watching the other teams. I'm comparing his fish count, how fast he's catching fish, to the guys around him. Somebody else catching fish, if you're not catching enough fish, I might tell you to move. Move to another part of the zone where they're getting more fish.
Okay, so when you show up there, there's a section of the lake that's roped off, for lack of a better word, and your teammate, the actual fisherman, is inside that zone, and you're on the outside looking in, or can you hang with him?
I am on the outside looking in, so I take some binoculars that are massive. My good friend Brent loans me his. He's got some for watching stars and such, but they're perfect for seeing everything out there on the ice. Okay. And I can then yell, and you guys have heard me yell. I can raise my voice to tell my boy Anthony, hey, we got to move. Another thing we got to worry about is how close you are to other anglers. They have a 5-meter rule.
Okay.
16 feet for you guys in the outline.
Right.
But you cannot drill a hole within 16 feet of any other
no
angler.
No fishing in the guy that's catching them's back pocket.
Right.
Yeah, make your own deal.
And we tell people when we do ice seminars, similar thing around here goes, okay?
Right.
It's a nice etiquette thing. Don't crowd a guy, especially early ice.
I would tell you that some of my buddies that I grew up with would have stories about me that maybe I'm not too terribly proud of, where if a guy's catching fish, I might drill a hole within 3 or 4 feet of him and try to catch fish too. And you get that ugly look, and it's not the right thing to do. And I guess I did that as a younger man. I'll just say that. I don't do it anymore, but I have done that in the past.
These days, if you drill that close to somebody else, you better have brought the beer and be really good friends.
That's a true statement right there, because you know what? There's plenty of fish in the lake. So when you're up there, can you use electronics? Can you use locators?
No fish finders, no locators, no flashers, none of that stuff. The guys that go out on the ice, they're bare bones. In Europe, they call it simple fishing. And in a lot of the countries, they don't even require a license if you're simple fishing. No electronics, no gears in your reels, no motors on your augers, things like that. And they see it as a basic right, is that you can go out and fish simply. But if you get into the complicated, now they want your money.
Right, yeah. Well, isn't that the way life works?
Man? Oh, yeah. But we're going to have a lot of fun. We're leaving here in February. We're taking off about we're leaving on the 11th of February. We'll be back on the 21st, so I will be home in time for Winter Beer Fest.
Right, yeah, pretty cool. That'll be a lot of fun. So that'll be interesting. We'll have you back on give us a little wrap-up of how that thing went, because that's interesting to me that people can go out and compete all over the world. Now, I would think that the local team has the advantage because they're fishing the lake that you're new on, and they've fished it potentially all their lives. Does that play into it? Does the home team usually win?
The home team usually does pretty well. And when it was in the U.S., one of the times it was in the U.S., the U.S. won a gold.
Okay.
I mean, we brought Europeans over to bluegill and crappie, and they'd never seen the like of it.
Right.
Their fish are smaller that they game fish for, and ours are bigger. So it was a bit of a challenge, but Ukrainians, they're saying they're going to put us on fish so we can fish.
You know what? That's a man sport, and it's time for a little man law. Now you're a man! A man! As usual, today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac. Man Law today, Chaz, is a man should live every day fully as if it were his last, but not at the detriment of his life or his family. So don't go jumping off cliffs or going bungee jumping and things like that. But you know what? Enjoy today like it was your last. And I picked this one out because I'm thinking of you as you're traveling across the world to do something that you're passionate about. And I admire that about you, because not everybody would take the time to go do that. It might be on their bucket list. And you know what? Dying with a full bucket list, you didn't live it, man. You just didn't do it. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit about thanking our Al and Bob Sports for holding up those Henry rifles. We're going to be having an auction for Operation GI Barbecue on February 18th, 5:30 at the Bonefish Grill. We're going to bid on these the 30-30 and the 45-70 rifle.
45-70 is my caliber. I want that one.
Right, as well as many other prizes. We'll be talking more about that. It'll be all over the Grilling Guys website. Chaz, tell them where Schmoes is again if they want to come down and have some of this awesome Kiss My Scottish Arse.
Hey, we got a lot of beers on tap. 2600 Patterson, if you're not from Grand Rapids. You know, 28th Street's 2800, so 26 is just north of that. Come on in. Have a beer. If I'm there, let's talk some ice fishing. I got stories. I got pictures. My phone's full of them.
Thanks for listening to The Grilling Guys. We'll talk with you next week.